Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at IKEA-USA.com/circular. Visit IKEA-USA.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Georgia in Georgia is on the line with a question about windows. What can we do for you?
Well, I have a problem with windows that are leaking every time it rains.
Okay.
I have water intrusion and bug intrusion coming in the corners at the windowsill. And I was wondering what you might be able to suggest.
So you have water and bugs coming in the corner of the windowsills?
Yes.
Talk to me about what kind of siding do you have on your house? Is it like vinyl or aluminum or is it wood? What do you got?
I have vinyl siding, and I was originally told that I'd have to buy new siding after it was taken down and the windows could be repaired. But then I found somebody who could remove the vinyl siding and put it back, but he didn't know how to fix the windows.
Well, if the windows are leaking, they have to be sealed from the outside, and that would probably best be done underneath the siding. There's a couple of different types of flashing that they use that would make this transition. One is the head flashing, which basically goes under the siding and over the top of the window. And the second is the flashing that basically seals the sides of the window. That's particularly important in your case because it sounds like you may be getting driving rain in. And this presumes that the water is coming in around the window. You can prove that by taking a garden hose and just strategically sort of holding it along the side of the window and see if you could make it leak. The other place it could be coming in is between the window panes themselves, or not the window panes, but the window sashes themselves. And if that's the case, then the window is defective and probably needs to be replaced. And again, you could do it the same way, but now you want to move the hose to the inside portions of the window as opposed to the outside around the trim of the window. But if you do both of those tests, you ought to be able to narrow this down. But it's clearly an issue, most likely an issue with the flashing not being right under that siding and around that window. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.